Hello, welcome back to Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
And before we get into today's episode, which is how to transform this summer and be the best version of yourself physically, we talk a lot about mental health, but this time it's like we're shallow.
Yeah, we're getting surface level.
Yeah. Appearance matters.
Yeah.
No, but before we get into that, we have to talk about the obvious. Please, please, please.
I was like, what's the obvious?
And The Boy Is Mine music video. Both of them music videos.
So good.
A moment of silence for the Please, Please, Please music video. You don't understand.
If you haven't watched it already.
Oh my God.
Pause this. Come back.
Yeah. If you're a book lover like I am and you love those like enemies to lovers tropes.
Yes.
It's like giving that.
Mm-hmm. With her little fur.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like
in jail.
Yeah. So I saw people posting about that outfit mm-hmm. and they're like, this is the Halloween costume of the year. So I showed Carlos and I was like, sir, can we please do this for Halloween? And he was like, that's easy. It's just a black polo, black pants and a belt.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
With like scuffs.
Yeah. I'm like, but you need a gun.
You need the Barry Keoghan effect.
And the haircut.
Yeah. The blue eyes or like whatever color.
Yeah, I'm like, let's put some contacts in.
That means you need a blonde wig. Super blonde.
Me.
Yeah.
And some bangs. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to find a neon coat? Furry coat? Not Amazon? Sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to be my boyfriend around that time. So I can also live out this Halloween costume.
You could do the pink one. The pink furry coat.
And you could do the, what was it?
The neon
yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh that'd be cute. Oh my God, it's like kind of Cosmo and Wanda vibes.
We're like, forget about Sabrina. Yeah. We're going to be Cosmo and Wanda.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that song, everything, music video.
Everything.
God.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that like people, I'm like, what's the word? I was going to say people are dumb, but like that sounds harsh. But I literally just watched a 2-minute like TikTok video earlier. Of some girl explaining how espresso is not about coffee because people were complaining at Sabrina's like dance in New York at Gov Ball because she was like touching herself like with just part of the dance. And some are really out here thinking it's about coffee.
Did they listen to the lyrics at all?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's what the girl was saying in her video. And she was like, you must like not be funny.
Have zero sense of humor.
Yeah. Because people are like, why is she touching herself? Like,
who's complaining about Sabrina touching her own skin?
Yeah. And like, she's like feeling herself. Like, and I'm like, it's part of the dance. It makes it like
and
cute.
And I'm like,
and stuff.
She's performed this how many times now with the same choreography? Yeah. And what?
And like the video of her performing the song. Prudes. It has like over 20 million views. And mm-hmm. so, of course, there's going to be like Karens in the comments.
I don't understand why people who don't like this stuff are watching this.
Also, I'm like, did you really think it was about coffee?
And also, it's Sabrina.
Yeah, I'm like, her nonsense outros have been dirty for the past year.
That, and I'm like, have you listened to any of her lyrics? Like,
yeah.
They obviously don't know her.
No.
They like, should stay away from Ariana Grande as well.
Yeah. Like, you guys are old and it's showing.
Yeah, I'm like, don't let anybody of those or any of those people watch the God is a Woman music video because she's feeling up the earth.
Yeah.
In that one.
So like, I'm thinking about it in my head right now. It's like, yeah. I can't with these people. I'm like,
what? That's wild.
Go back and read the lyrics and then come back to me.
Or just don't listen to pop songs.
Yeah.
Stay away from the radio, maybe, because, there are some dirty songs out there.
Yeah. I'm like, don't listen to Sexy Red.
Ice Spice, Nicki Minaj. We're like, stay away.
Doja Cat.
Literally anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Even Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Oh, I love
her album.
Mm-hmm. So good.
The pop girlies are being fed this summer. I'm so content right now.
I can't keep up.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fed.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
I'm full.
I'm fed. We might starve next year, but that's okay.
I know. Like, that worries
everyone's
me.
Everyone's releasing music this like summer and it's kind of concerning.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok. We got silent. We're like, I don't want to think that.
No.
I saw a TikTok about why Sabrina is like just really popping off right now. Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes a lot of sense because there's been like all the pop girlies have been putting out slow songs lately. Yeah. Like Love Ari, but her album was like slower. It wasn't upbeat at all.
Yeah.
So then when Sabrina put out Espresso, it was like, this is the song of the summer because none of the other songs that have been put out have been upbeat. Like, it's sad girl music. Mm-hmm. But that one's just fun. It's just a fun song. Like, it's not deep. It's just fun and girly. And, like, you just want to vibe to it. You know, you just want to dance around. And then now with Please, 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 it's like that again.
Yeah.
And so people are like, oh, my God. And, like, with her little dances and stuff. And she's just so, like,
cute.
Bright and bubbly. Like, no wonder everybody loves. Mm-hmm. It's falling in love with her right now. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because, like, Ari's album was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's slow. And then Billie Eilish, too. Dua Lipa, it's not slow.
I feel like hers is upbeat, but I feel like she's not catching the attention of people like Sabrina is.
You know what? I was thinking that too. And I'm like, what is it? Because she's talented. Her songs are good.
Yeah. I love her songs.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Her PR team, maybe? I don't know.
Someone needs to get fired and bring in someone new.
Maybe. Yeah. Whoever Sabrina's old PR team was.
Yeah. Jail.
Jail.
Because now she's popping off with whatever team she's under.
I know. Before we started recording, me and Alexis were talking about it. And I was like, she's been trying to put me on Sabrina Carpenter for like
so long.
A long time. But I was telling her, I'm like, I was fulfilled because Ari was like, she put out two albums in 2019, another one in 2021. And like, she was just, you know, giving us everything we needed. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I didn't feel like I needed another pop star in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I was like, no. I'm good. And then I stand corrected. And I'm so sorry because what did you say? Didn't she come like a year ago or 2 years ago here? And it was like $40.
She came twice.
Last year?
Def last year, maybe the year before, because I know I saw her twice down here.
And I could have seen Feather Live, Nonsense Live, but I was like,
for like $40.
And I was being stubborn. And now. Mm-hmm. Her album comes out in August, probably a tour because she's been working really hard lately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and now I feel bad. And I was telling Alexis too, I've been getting so many TikToks. I'm on like the fangirl side of TikTok right now. And I've been getting so many TikToks of people being like, I don't want to fight these people who only know like her new stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, guilty.
You're like, that's me.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to fight these people for concert tickets. I was like, ooh. Meanwhile, literally last week's episode, I was ranting about the same thing for Ariana Grande.
Literally.
I'm such a hypocrite.
Wait, that's so true. I forgot we were talking about that last
week. We were going hard last week.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's valid.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm like, not me though, right?
You're like, am I the exception? I literally have... videos in my phone from Sabrina's first tour in 2017 and she looks so small and like
she looks different because of her hair. Her hair like really transformed her in a good way.
I feel like she found her style.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was like, oh my God, she was so little.
Yeah.
And like
she's 25.
I don't know, 2017 feels like forever ago. I feel like that like aged me
7 years ago. So that's she crazy. Was 18. Mm-hmm. She was a baby.
My God, that's so small.
Did you see her birthday cake?
Okay.
I wish I would have done that for my birthday.
Someone better do that for my birthday.
I'm so mad that I'm already 25.
No, because for those of you that don't know, I want to go to Miami for my 25th, which obviously my better half next to me is invited, but TBD.
Can't go.
Fall plans. And unfortunately, I told my other friends, I was like, if none of you guys get me a Leo cake or a, I almost was like, or a quarter life crisis cake, but I have one of those weekly, so it's not a special.
I was thinking I wanted to do something for my 26th, but I don't know what. I really don't know.
I know, that's a tough one.
It is. And I also hate that I'm turning 26. So I'm like, I need a cake that gives off the vibe.
Yeah. LMK, my September's booked already.
What are you doing in September?
I'm going to like 3 concerts and then Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're busy. Well, my birthday's on a Monday. I'm also busy in September because three. Okay, I have to go to an Indian wedding, which, if you don't know, Indian weddings.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, Indian weddings are 5 days long. Mm-hmm. And that's literally the weekend before my birthday. My birthday's on a Monday. So from like Wednesday through Saturday, I will be in a different city at an Indian wedding. And then my birthday's on Monday and the weekend of my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that weekend, Saturday after, it's my best friend's bridal shower. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I guess I only have Monday. So I'm not going to do anything big because obviously weddings are way more important than my birthday. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because not to be annoying, but this is a big one for me because I'm really despising 2026. Because
that just feels like an extra weird age.
That's officially late 20s.
Ew.
In my opinion.
What am I?
I think 20. You know what? I feel like 24 to 26 is like mid 20s, actually. Yeah. And then 27 is like, oh, God, you got
to
get it together.
You're getting to 30.
Yeah. Now it's like you're 30.
Mm-hmm. Like it's Kylie. Kylie and Kendall.
You're like 30.
And she's like, Kylie, I'm not even that old.
I'm 27.
Old.
Yeah. And she's like, you're basically 30.
That's literally us.
Maybe I have another year then.
Yeah. I would say.
Wait, maybe for my 27th, I should put that on the cake. That'd be iconic. Wait,
I need to make a mental
You're
note of that.
Basically 30.
Oh my gosh.
That's
I'm
a good
gonna
one.
I need to remember that.
I know. One more year.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
Enough about our age before we both like spiral.
Cry.
Yeah. I'm like, I've done enough of that this week.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Enough is enough.
We've had quite the week emotionally for different reasons.
Very.
We're just going through it. Wait, really quick before we get into it. The time of the month is here for me. Started today. We were supposed to go work at a coffee shop and I was like, rain check, because Aunt Flo came and I don't want to leave my bed today.
Yeah.
But I was like, still come over to record as we normally do. And before she came, I was like, do you have ice cream? I already had ice cream today, okay? But I just had this craving. Like, I just feel really nauseous right now today. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the only thing that I feel like I can stomach is ice cream. Like, that's the only thing that sounds appetizing. And I've hardly eaten today. At this point, it's mainly just with ice cream today.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have ice cream? And she's like, birthday cake. And I was like, hard pass. I don't like birthday cake flavored, like anything basically. And I was like, okay, we'll just forget it. But I told her, I was like, if I don't have ice cream, I think I might cry. I'm like, that might be my 13th reason. Quite literally.
I can't.
And then you were like, well, you're making me dinner. Do you want me to bring a McFlurry? And I was like, okay.
You're like, sold.
I replied so fast.
No,
like,
you
yes.
were.
So she brought me a McFlurry and
and it slapped.
We scarfed that down.
Yeah. Bought myself one too.
Yeah,
there was no way we were gonna share.
And I told her as we were eating dinner, I was like, it's taking everything in me to eat this and not just have my McFlurry for dinner. Mm-hmm. Which I could have
you really could have,
but I already put so much time and effort into the food. I'm like, I guess I'll have some broccoli.
You're like, I guess I'll have some chicken. Oh my God.
That's our day.
Yeah. And now we're here, and now we're recording at a reasonable hour.
I know, it's not 10 p.m this time.
No.
Well, let's get into it.
The silence.
We're all texting. We're like, wait.
I was like, wait, let me scroll.
I'm telling Kali that the McFlurry is in the freezer. I left some for him, guys.
Just a little.
Okay, let's transform this summer, y'all. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Goes to Texas once for both of us.
It's because please, 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 it's putting me in like country mode.
Country pop.
Yeah.
Country
pop. Okay. So we each have three tips on how we're going to transform this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just, it's a hot girl summer.
Yeah.
The vibes are here. The music is here, as we know.
Sexy red.
Okay.
You're like, sure.
Anyway, she scares me.
Did you see? She was at GovBall too.
No.
She was shaking ass so hard on that stage.
It's intimidating.
It is.
That's like, how I feel when I was watching Ice Spice's set at Coachella. Oh God, I was like, I've seen too much.
You're like, enough.
My eyes. It just keeps going.
They don't stop.
No, I'm like, how are you not exhausted?
And like she had like a prop on stage, Sexy Red, and it was like replicating a MAGA hat, but it said Make America Sexy Again.
That's iconic.
Like that I would buy.
That could have been easily mistaken.
Yeah. No, I don't.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
Point is, the vibes are high. Yes. It's a hot girl summer. And we're going to look and feel our best this summer. So here are our tips. We each have three. I don't know if I said that already. But we each have three tips on how to glow up this summer.
Purr
is right.
This is such like a monotone.
I sounded like an old mom. I'm like, yeah, slay, queen, purr.
You're doing amazing. You always say I keep you young. So.
You do keep me young.
We're like only a year apart.
Didn't. You know what? Never mind.
Are you going to age yourself?
Yeah. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
You first. Okay. The first idea, which I will be partaking in, is switching up your hair.
Ooh.
For the summer, mine, not that exciting. I'm just getting to touch up before my friend's wedding. But I put this down because I'm like, I feel like you don't need to do anything crazy. Like if balayage or highlights are like too expensive for yourself at the moment, I feel like even a little like trim, ooh, like just to get the split ends, or maybe a dramatic haircut, like getting bangs. But I feel like switching up your hair during the summer is kind of a slay.
Yeah.
Because it's like hot for the most part. And then.
And so are you.
Exactly. And then you feel better. And then if you hate it, it's just going to grow back by the fall and winter. So.
I know. My hair grows back really fast too. Does yours?
Me too. I feel like I think that's why I've been slightly annoyed with like dyeing it, because I'm like, it kind of grows too fast to like keep up.
I know. I have to get mine done every 8 weeks. I'm like, my poor wallet.
Yeah. I think that's the same for me. I'm kind of like dragging out mine to like end of June.
Oh my God. Me too.
Yeah.
Mine's like, on. Wait. Last stop. Time?
If we have the same day, I'm going to scream.
Okay. Last time we got our hair done, it was at the same on the same day. When's yours?
June 28th.
No. Mine's okay. Before.
Okay.
Mine's. Oh, mine's on Friday. This Friday, oh. June 14th.
Okay, so we're only off by two Fridays.
Not bad.
That's actually, I was literally going to be like, what the heck, if we booked on the same. I thought about getting mine done this week, because you know how we both have our bachelorettes next week.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get mine done before.
I was thinking about that, and then I was like, I'd rather have it be more fresh for the wedding in July.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
I'm kind of staking it out.
Feel like it doesn't look grown out right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's my pet peeve, and I feel like you'd be the one to tell me.
I tell you, for
yeah.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay. As
long I'm like, bestie, it's time.
Yeah, I feel like it's time. Go get your touch up. Like,
when's your appointment? Yeah. Just curious.
So yeah, I'm doing that, which always makes me feel better.
Same.
And just getting a little trimmy trim, because I've been kind of enjoying growing out my hair. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the longest it's been in a while.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah.
I also recently started doing something different with my hair. In the past 2 months, I started transforming my hair. Mm-hmm. I've been doing highlights for the past, like, I want to say almost 2 years. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I want to go back to balayage, and I want to do like a blonde.
I like love a blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. My highlights made my hair look, I feel like more dirty blonde with the highlights. And now I was like, I kind of want to do like a very light brown. Mm-hmm. It's really not drastic. Like nobody has been able to tell. You know, normally like when you change your hair, somebody's like, did you dye your hair differently?
Yeah.
Nobody has said a word to me. So.
You're like, okay, cool.
Only I can tell the difference, honestly. Yeah. But it was like a process. I had to bring my roots back in. So for like a month, I dyed my hair my natural color, which is brown. So then people were like, did you dye your hair darker? Because like the blonde was gone. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. But it makes me look so pasty. So I was like, it's temporary. I just have to bring my balayage back in. And it's like a process. So then I had it dark for like all of April. Mm-hmm. And then May came around and I added the blondish back in. So now I'm doing balayage and I love it. And I feel same, like how you were saying, I feel like a brand new woman. Yeah. Even though nobody can tell.
No, literally. I always feel like, as long as you feel the difference,
yeah,
that's all that matters.
And my hair, I started growing it out last year for the wedding, and then I told myself I was gonna chop it off.
Oh yeah, and you never.
No, did. I was gonna do it after the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I'm kind of slaying.
Which I need to like not let trends decide like my life, but I want
so valid.
Sabrina Carpenter bangs so bad, but longer because I know I don't look good with like actual like regular length bangs.
Uh-huh.
But I like really have to think about if I want to commit to like styling them.
What if you get like clip-ons just to see what it looks like?
That's what I was thinking too.
Just to see.
Like it doesn't have to match my hair yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I'm like, I'm not going to do anything till after my friend's wedding.
Her hair's insane, though. It's so good. But she has people to do it.
That's why.
Bangs are a pain.
And I'm like, I hate when they're at, like, the awkward length of, like, almost being, like, your full length again.
Yeah.
But, like, still, like, a bang.
That would take a long time to grow out.
Yeah.
I know your hair grows fast, but, like, to grow it out with the rest of your hair is going to be
a pain.
Yeah. You have to be really committed.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, I wonder if I do order clip-in bangs and like have my hairstylist like dye it to my hair.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, can that work?
People do that.
I think I'll ask. Maybe I'll order clip-in bangs before my appointment.
Yeah.
I'll come back with with results.
You're going to transform in like a year, a year, a month. Okay. Mine is nothing legendary, but if you're like a work from home girly, actually, that's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. So mine is getting dressed every single day. Yeah. And I was going to say, if you're a work from home girly, like you get it because you're probably in comfy clothes all the time. But that's not necessarily true because I feel like clients that I've had, like as a stylist, they've told me when they're like around our age, because they went from college to getting a corporate job. Mm-hmm. So they had all of their like college clothes, which is like shorter shorts and tank tops and like cute little things and like crop tops. And then they went from getting a corporate job. And so they have like business casual clothes and it just ages you.
Yeah.
And then now when they're like in their 20s, they don't know how to dress because they're like, well, I feel like I'm a little too old now to wear like these tiny little short shorts.
Yeah.
But all I have are like my business clothes and I don't know what to wear. So I feel like a lot of times people resort to just wearing like workout clothes. But my tip is like still wear the workout clothes. But the way to make it look more put together is like just matching sets and getting colored matching sets.
I love a matching set.
I know. And accessorizing it.
Yeah.
Like, so normally I love wearing workout clothes out just because it's comfy, like to run errands or something. But I started dressing it up more.
Okay.
So I'll do like a monochromatic look because it just looks like I put more effort. So that's why I'm a big fan of matching sets.
Yeah.
But then I accessorize a lot. I'll do like layer necklaces. I'll wear bracelets, rings, jewelry or earrings. I'll do like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then also like doing my hair with it and putting on like a cute hat. Like the effort's there instead of just wearing like leggings and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to put more effort into like my outfit, and it can still be comfy. Like you don't have to compromise in that sense, but it's just adding to it and elevating it. But I feel way more put together because for a while I was going through my phase of just wearing like crew necks.
That's me right now.
And leggings and like my crew neck socks and whatever. But sets are the way to go. And like with a slick back bun or something. Oof.
I do. Will say I feel more confident when I wear like a matching workout set to my workout class.
Me too. And I also feel way more confident when my hair is done. When it's like a frizz disaster, I do not feel great. I'm like, oh, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I could be fine without makeup, but if my hair isn't done, I feel like that's when I feel sloppy.
Crusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, was that's that all it? I had? The silence. Okay, the next thing I have on my list to transform this summer is stepping up your everything shower.
Ooh.
And let me explain. Okay, first of all, you're going to get a good smelling body wash. I treated myself to the Whey.
Ooh, you got money.
Yeah. I said my second job check came and I said, let me spend.
Your second job?
For the past month.
What? Oh,
yeah. I was like, won't disclose due to personal reasons. But yeah, well, they have this like set at Sephora and it was the body wash and the lotion.
Yeah.
For, I mean, kind of pricey. It was like $55, but like they're full sizes. So I'm like, the retail
price
is
actually
like
not bad.
$75.
For the brand. I know that's a lot for like body wash, but for the brand, I'm saying.
So if you have the means to spend, on a good body wash and lotion like that, then I think it's fine to treat yourself.
Yeah.
But there's obviously a lot more like affordable lotions and body washes out there at like Target and whatnot. But that's my first step. And then getting a good exfoliating scrub, if you will. Target has so many good ones that are like less than $10 probably. And
the Tree Hut.
I was going to say, I use the Tree Hut.
I love Tree Hut.
I use the Tree Hut or like the Dove sometimes. Because the Dove one, they have like this coconut one and it smells good.
I was just going to say my favorite Tree Hut is the coconut one and then the watermelon one.
Oh, the watermelon one's so good. Yeah. Gotta love Tree Hut.
And it's like $8.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's Tree Hut haters out there.
Are there? For what? Is it like not healthy or something?
For your skin? I think it's like, yeah. I think it's too, well, like,
I smell amazing. So
yeah.
It feels like, good.
I don't want to hear it. I will say their, what is it, like shaving body oil? Is so good. Like I don't get like any razor burn or like bumps when I use it.
I'm so glad you said that because I barely recently in my 25 years of life started getting razor bumps. I've never gotten them before. And I use the Venus razor. So I don't know if I should switch.
Too.
Yeah.
It's just like a cheap.
No, it's the one that has the rim around it with like the soft stuff and it smells good.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I think it's like
squishy almost. Well, yeah. Not squishy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know what the point of it is. It smells good. But yeah, I started getting razor burn and bumps and I was literally thinking the other day, which thanks for the reminder, is that I wanted to start looking to like shaving oils.
There's this really good. My old roommate got me hooked on it because I swear I get like no bumps. Whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to Target tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm like, I honestly swear by it. And then the next thing I have to step up your everything shower, aside from like skincare and like body wash and whatnot, hair perfume.
Ooh.
Life changing.
Kisu.
I started. Yeah. Okay. I don't have that one, but I do want that one. I have their hair oil, but.
Yeah, me too.
Once again, I splurged and I got the Way.
Ooh,
hair
yeah.
and body perfume. And I like drench my hair in it like a little bit, but still like far enough away from my head where it's not like oily.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear it like sticks on me for so long.
Like for days?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's impressive.
And I just feel like I smell like rich. I'm like not.
That's a good one.
I'm like, it feels like great. Like imagine like an everything shower. You like washed and shaved everything. And then your final touch is this hair perfume.
Yeah.
And you're just smelling great.
I love that hair perfume became a thing recently. Like it feels so girly pop and I love it. I love
it's like
it.
It's just for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys would never understand.
No. They don't get this hype I'm explaining right now.
Do you feel like though, because okay, I haven't tried a hair perfume, but I feel like with the like body perfume that I use, which is the Ariana Grande Cloud, the blue one.
Yeah.
It smells like it's pretty strong and it lasts all day on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like kind of worried that it would just be too much. Like, do you feel that or no?
I feel like.
Or is it more like subtle?
Maybe no. I definitely feel like it's subtle. I mean, you could smell it. But I feel like, too, the perfume I'm using right now is like not as strong. Because I ran out of my Glossier one. And I just like haven't reordered it. And so I've been using Bella Hadid's perfume.
I didn't know she had one.
I got it in New York. I went to the pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all essential oils, so it doesn't really like stay on like
it's
that
light.
Heavy. So I feel like that's why I could get away with like mixing the smells.
Nice.
But I think if I use something stronger, you know, like those, what are they called at Sephora, the like Sol de Janeiro?
Oh yeah, this all the so color, good.
They started making me nauseous and I'm like, I don't know if I'm spraying too much. Like I literally was like, I'm nauseated right now.
They are kind of strong, huh?
Like I
they smell
I
good though.
The orange and the pink and the pink one. Oh my god, I can't.
I like the orange one. I've never smelled the pink one.
The pink one is just like too much. I literally was getting the fattest headache, like just thinking about it right now. I'm like, I can't.
It's like I'm gonna gag.
No, literally. But yeah, I feel like maybe if you're wearing something like light and airy, you could get away with a body and a hair perfume.
Do they have a trial size?
I think they do actually.
Maybe I'll try it.
I think
it.
In the like you know when you check out. It's like on the minis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Noted. I'm like, I'm going to have a shopping day tomorrow. Okay. My next one is a beauty tip, actually. Thank you to TikTok for teaching me how to be an adult because apparently you're supposed to match your makeup formulas. And I had no idea up until like a month ago, probably. So what that means is like, so the liquid I think it's only the liquid ones. I could be wrong. But the liquid makeup products that you're using, they could be like silicone based. They could be water based. And you're supposed to match your makeup formulas. And that helps avoid like that gross buildup that some, I mean, I get it underneath my eyes or around my nose. But just basically to like avoid looking cakey.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to match the formula so that they blend together nicely. And it's not so much like just sitting on top of each other and then having that cakey look. So if like your foundation is silicone based, your primer should also be silicone based. Your concealer should be silicone based. And then vice versa, if it's water, you know, they should all be water.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's supposed to make your skin look more glowy.
Oh, I feel like I just started seeing that go around TikTok.
Me too.
And I didn't really know what it meant. And so that makes sense.
Yeah. I haven't done this myself.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to go look at my makeup products.
But I have noticed, like before they were, I found out that this was a thing. I was like, it's so weird how some products that I use, like just don't work well with each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is probably why.
That makes sense.
Like I use the Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Foundation for like heavy things. Like I went to a wedding last weekend and I use that because normally I just use the Rare Beauty Tinted Moisturizer.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I used the foundation and then I used my regular bronzer, which is the Fenty Beauty, the cream bronzer. And it just looked terrible. Like it wasn't blending. It wasn't, I don't know. It just wasn't giving.
You're like, this is not slaying.
No, I didn't. My cheekbones were not snatched. It looked like it just wasn't blending. It was just like staying in one place and it didn't look good. And I'm like, that's so weird. I use this product every single day. I put so much moisturizer on before like going to event. I moisturize a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, that's probably why. I haven't looked into it, but
yeah,
probably why.
Because you're like mixing bases.
Yeah. So take some time, look into your makeup.
Report back with us if it makes a difference. My last tidbit, that's a word, right?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go with it. I feel like is to make these internal changes so like it shows on the external, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And so I put probiotics, magnesium, and vitamin C because I recently learned that when you're stressed out, vitamin C is the first vitamin to let go, basically.
Oh.
Which I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I don't have a vitamin C deficiency.
I know. Our chronic stress.
Yeah. So basically what I'm trying to say is like supplements that are good for you. And obviously like I'm not a doctor, so like don't listen to me, but like also listen to me. And I feel like just finding what maybe you're deficient in. And if you just feel like fatigue, like, I don't know, consult your doctor if maybe like B12 or like vitamin C or like other supplements can help. Because I feel like when you start taking care of your body, like from within, it shows externally. And I feel like just having like a summer where you feel good in your body and like it feels good to move is important too.
Yeah, because if you're like bloated and just feeling like, I mean, that's going to affect you.
Yeah.
Emotionally, you're not going to want to.
Do also, anything?
Just getting dressed when you're bloated, like that's uncomfortable.
I'm like, been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just feel like as someone who's always like fatigue a lot, I feel like I have to take a lot of things to like feel good to be able to like do things during the summer.
Yeah. I actually don't take anything at all.
I know. That's crazy.
Mm-mm. I just drink water, to be honest. Actually.
You're like, wait.
Segue. That's actually a perfect segue. Were you dead?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because that's actually literally my third one was drink a ton of water because it helps with bloating. That's literally what I wrote.
Not ours, like going hand in hand.
I put drink a ton of water because it helps with bloating. Your skincare, obviously, like you are going to be glowing. And when I say a ton of water, I mean like, okay, so first of all, if you don't know, you're supposed to drink half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 120, then you're supposed to drink 60 ounces of water. Go over that. Like, don't go too overboard because then I think you would get bloated from drinking too much water, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But do more. Do like a little bit more than you're supposed to.
Also, if you have the means to drink like alkaline or electrolyte water, it's way better for you because if you are drinking more than like half your body weight, you're just flushing out all the minerals.
Oh.
Which I also learned recently.
Okay. Well, I put drink a ton of water because it flushes bad stuff out of your body. Maybe I should have done more research.
I feel like it definitely does that, but who was I talking to? I think I was talking to my acupuncture lady, mm-hmm. and she said that you're just, if you're drinking like regular bottled water that's like not alkaline or electrolyte base, you're just flushing out all the minerals because it's like regular water in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, alkaline water has a ton of benefits.
I like, that's all I drink now. I
it
feel
tastes
like
so good.
It's like crispy.
It's so, it just, yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Yeah. It's like crisp water.
It is. And like, I drink more of it when it's like alkaline based.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It tastes better.
Yeah.
It tastes like so clean and pure. Mm-hmm. Like it's, yeah.
Also, with all the bullet points we have going on here, if
they're all over the place.
Alkaline water is like too expensive to like, you know, have it be like a weekly thing. If you're like going grocery shopping, you can buy alkaline drops.
Oh, I didn't off know.
Amazon, and uh-huh. you just put in whatever amount of drops on, I don't know, if you're drinking 16 ounces or like 9 ounces or whatever. You just like figure out how many drops you need based off like your ounce, which is what I do sometimes.
That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of things to add to your water, I made a list of things you can add to help for like your different skin types.
Ooh.
So, or your skin goals, I guess. So if you have dry skin, you can add orange and blueberry to your water.
Oh.
Like together. For anti-aging, you can add watermelon, strawberry, and mint into your water. And then for oily skin, you add orange, lemon, and kiwi to your water. This is like all together.
Yeah.
So.
The watermelon one sounds good.
You know, that kind of threw me off. I was like, watermelon in your water? Is it watermelon water? It just feels weird.
I'm also like, I'm sure they still make those like water bottles that like you specifically put the fruit in.
To infuse.
Yeah.
The mint and the strawberry make sense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, watermelon in your, like, can you imagine just like a chunk of watermelon? Ew. Like that just feels weird.
And it's like all mushy.
That's the only one that threw me off. Blueberry yeah. water a little bit too.
I've
never seen anybody put blueberries in their water.
I will say I love a blueberry matcha when I do find places that offer that. Mm. I feel like blueberries becoming like a...
I freaking love blueberries.
Like a syrup type thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is really good.
Yeah.
But just like having straight up blueberries feels weird. Like strawberries make sense. Orange, lemon,
yeah.
mint. Mm-hmm, that mint. Makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. The kiwi, watermelon, blueberries throwing me off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen somebody put kiwi.
Also, I don't know why we're filled with so many like health facts today. If you're having trouble going to the bathroom, if you catch my drift, eat 3 kiwis with the skin, or try it at least.
Wait, you can eat the skin?
Yeah.
Oh, I had
as
no
long
idea.
As you like wash it, and it will solve your problems.
That and cherries are
really?
Natural laxatives.
Wait,
I've never tried it, but yeah, cherries are natural laxatives. And grapes have a ton of fiber.
Yeah, grapes.
Yeah.
I didn't know about cherries.
Mm-hmm. Eat a bag of cherries.
Home. Yeah. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Like, you good?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. I don't know that you saying kiwis just reminded me of that. Like, someone told me that like a few years ago.
I mean, that would help with the whole bloating thing we're talking about. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That and the probiotics, you'll be good to go.
You'll be good. Skinny queen.
Yeah, skinny queen all summer long. You said morning skinny all day.
All the girlies are going to be eating like bags of cherries.
No. Bags of kiwis and cherries and grapes.
Oh my God.
Really the holy trinity of them all.
I wonder how it would be like infusing your water with cherries. But no, you would have to eat like the vitamins and the stuff.
Or I guess like the skin, if you will. Or like.
Yeah, I don't think just drinking it's going to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Good question. That's something for Dr. Google, not me.
Not us. We need to stop with the Dr. Google.
As much as I love playing Dr. Google.
Yeah. Go take it up with your personal Doc McStuffins and not us.
Doc McStuffins.
We're just internet users here. We don't have any qualifications.
Yeah, I'm like, you actually shouldn't listen to anything we said today.
I'm like,
yeah.
We're just here with, like, little tips.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we have for you.
We have to get better at closing out our episodes. We're like, anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry for bothering you.
Yeah. Like, if you made it this far, thanks.
Do you like us?
I hope so.
I know.
You're listening.
I'm excited for the summer. It's June. The vibes are high. I'm feeling very positive and like very in tune with myself this summer.
Yeah.
So I personally will be implementing each and every one of these because I'm feeling like a confident queen.
Honestly, same. I want to feel like hot this summer. Like actually.
I feel like physically pretty confident these days. I tried on a dress today that I haven't worn since my honeymoon.
Oh.
And I tried it on today and I was like, oh my God. You're like, I'm wait stunning. A
You're like, America's Next Top Model is no, me.
I'm like, everybody should like be careful. I'm like, coming out.
Not in the streets.
No. It's a summer dress.
Yeah.
It's just really pretty. It's blue and it's floral. Haven't worn it since I went to Portugal in August. Mm-hmm. And now it's June. And I'm like, it fits.
You're like, ooh.
Oh my gosh. I know. So I haven't bought summer clothes really. Oh, I did buy my first two bikinis that I have. I haven't worn a bikini in like two or three years.
I feel like us buying bikinis has to deal with our batch trips.
Oh yeah. No, I was, well that, and then also I'm going to Hawaii for my anniversary. Yeah. In July. But yeah, so I bought two bikinis from Hollister. Those are such a good quality. They made me look so snatched and they were so cheap compared to like most bathing suits these days.
Yeah.
So expensive. Like you have to spend over $100.
Yeah.
For a bikini.
I will say.
Because you have to buy separate.
Dropped a decent amount of money on one bikini.
Yeah. Oh, and don't even get me started on one pieces. They're like $200.
Ew.
Crazy for like a good quality one.
Yeah.
And I don't like getting my swimsuits from Target because I don't like the way they make me look, to be honest. Like,
yeah, I hate Target swimsuits.
I know a lot of people like them, but I don't know. And then also the airy ones, like the one pieces, they're like kind of giving grandma vibes for me. Like,
yeah,
I don't like the super cheeky ones, but I'm like, I'm also 25, you know, like I don't want to wear like the full coverage one either. Like,
yeah,
I'm still a hot girl, you know. I'm young.
I just ordered a bikini recently from Dippin' Daisies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving like Italian summer vacation, like Aperol Spritz. But I just hate a bikini. Like I might want to like jump off a bridge when I try it on. So I'm, like TBD on how I feel about it.
I'm doing it more for like, I don't know how to explain it. Like to me, it's an outfit. So like how I'm styling the top.
Yeah.
Basically, like, I don't know. Wearing a bikini makes me very uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't want people to see my goodies.
Yeah. That I just hate wearing them all around.
It just feels like, it feels like I'm naked.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer one pieces.
Yeah.
But I can't find any that are actually flattering and don't make me age.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two bikinis from Hollister and I feel like they're perfect for what I'm looking for. Like they don't show too much of my stomach because I don't love showing off my stomach. They make me look so snatched, but they also make me look young.
Mm-hmm.
And each piece was like, I think it was like $30 to $40.
Yeah, which isn't like bad.
No, compared to other ones which that are like 70, which is crazy. I would never spend that much on a bathing suit, but yeah. And then they always have like 20% off
at Hollister,
so I was like, oh my God. So I got like, two.
Okay, slay.
Yeah, and I felt really good in it, so I'm like, okay, it's a bikini summer for me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And I also have cute cover-ups.
Cute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not on the same boat as you, but I love that for you.
I mean, am I crying inside and terrified? Yeah.
I, like, hate it.
But when I try it on at home, I'm like, okay.
But then it's, like, time to, like, do it.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel.
Outdoor activity.
In Hawaii, but.
I know. Like, now I need, like, another cute bikini for Hawaii.
Oh, my God. We're both going to Hawaii. How cute.
I know. Going to Waikiki.
Me too.
Twins. I haven't been since I was like 10 and ugly, so I'm excited to get some updated pics.
I went 2 years ago with Jackie
her boyfriend,
and we loved it so much. And
did you guys rent a Jeep?
We did. No, we rented a baby blue convertible bus.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Like in Bring It On.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah. And we just loved it so much. So we're going back for our wedding anniversary because this year is too expensive for us to like for. Okay. Normally we do like big international trips, but this year's like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We already went to Japan.
Yeah.
That was for our 10-year dating anniversary slash his birthday. And then, so that was kind of like our big trip of the year. And then we have the wedding in September.
Yeah.
Jackie's bachelorette is this month. And then also her wedding, and I'm a bridesmaid. And I'm like, I'm not skimping out on my best friend's wedding. Like,
yeah,
gotta go bougie for her. So I'm like traveling, like big traveling. This sounds so privileged. Like, traveling is just hard right now.
You're like,
even though I've been to Japan and Hawaii,
it's like Kourtney Kardashian,
and I'm going to LA for her bachelorette.
Oh,
and
my god.
I'm going to another city for the wedding. I'm like, it's hard for me.
You're like, this is really hard. Like, out
this
here
this year is actually really slow.
Stop. I can't.
Next year though, we have two big trips already planned, so
can't forget about London.
Oh yeah, we have London at the end of the year.
Yeah,
yeah, that was kind of dumb of me to say.
You're like, cut.
it's because 2 years ago, yeah, not last year, 2 years ago, we traveled a lot. We went to like 8 different places.
Yeah, you guys did.
And then we got Ellie last year, and then things started slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember last year I was like, it feels really slow. I literally got married.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm like, it's kind of boring.
You're like, wow, what kind of life do I live? That's why I feel sometimes like, okay, I feel like half of me is like, just shut up, because this also sounds privileged, but the way
this is a safe space.
No, literally, the way you're talking about traveling is like how I feel with concerts, because like I'm always, oh, at a concert. Yeah,
no, I get that for you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, I have to plan like around my concerts.
No, and the fact that like I have one so every expensive month now.
Yes.
No, I get it.
And I'm like,
like, we had to say no to Olivia Rodrigo. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just been like a few concerts that I've like bought like a while ago that I forgot were like coming up. And I'm like, wow, like I'm going to one 2 days from now. And that's like the start of like my season, even though I've like already been to a few.
I don't have any concerts.
Unless Miss Ari.
They're just so expensive. Like, I have to really like the person, and nobody. I really wanted to see Olivia Rodrigo, but didn't feel like spending 300 plus.
I did on hear. A ticket. Rumors that she's apparently doing like a second,
oh good,
leg.
Okay,
maybe so I can go we'll to that try one again.
Yeah, because it's just crazy.
Yeah,
like spending $200 to sit at the top is criminal.
I'm like, 200, put me like in the front.
No, I deserve to be like front row for, yeah, 200. That's insane. Like, Ticketmaster needs to go to jail for sure.
Like jail time.
Yeah, but I like, because of the prices, I feel like I have to really love the person to go.
Yeah,
and I love Olivia, but I was like, not that much to spend that much.
It's giving like inflation on Ticketmaster.
It's crazy. You literally double the ticket price because of all their fees. It's,
yeah,
terrible. And then don't even get me started with the whole verified fan thing.
No. Ugh. That ticks me.
The last concert I went to was in September for my birthday. I saw the Joe Bros.
Oh, yeah. In Vegas? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, because you were supposed to see Ed Sheeran.
And he canceled that literally 20 minutes before the concert was supposed to start.
You're like, great.
Literally, we were eating dinner and we were finishing up, about to
head over.
Yeah, about to call the Uber. Like, we had the Uber app open.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carlos had gone to the bathroom or something. And so I was sitting at the table, like, literally paid the check, everything. We were just waiting for the Uber.
Yeah.
To order the Uber. He went to the bathroom. I just decided to open up Instagram. First thing that pops up is Ed's post. And he was like, I am so sorry, guys. I have to cancel. The stage collapsed and we can't fix it.
That's what happened?
Yeah. Jesus, it wasn't like his choice. And he was like, I was trying literally everything.
Yeah.
I was like, poor guy.
That's insane.
And it was on my birthday. Like, I literally went to Vegas.
Yeah.
For his concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was on my actual birthday. And then the Jonas Brothers announced their tour like months later.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were going to go to Vegas the day before, which was a Friday. And I was like, okay, slay. I was like, I'll go to two concerts in a row. It's my 25th. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well.
I got to see Joe the Jonas Brothers, which I love them. And they put on such a good show. We had a great time. But
yeah.
Yeah. My whole birthday, I was like, I'm going to Ed Sheeran tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then
R.I.P.
to finish dinner. And I was like, well, now what do I do? So we just gambled.
Oh my god, it's kind of a slay though.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Let's try this again with our outros.
Okay, well, hope you enjoyed, and we will see you next week.
Bye.